Greetings, everybody. I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate every single last one of you guys that check us out each week. How's everything being, honey?
Ooh, whirlwind.
Yeah, we'll get into it here in a little bit. Hopefully you guys enjoyed last week's episode of us playing How Well Don't You Know Your Partner.
Right.
That's available on YouTube. You could type it in at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, or you could type in Cypher Omni TV, CYPHAOMNI TV. It's also in the description. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know we had one comment from one of our friends that said they played along with their husband and she won.
Yeah.
Congrats. Women rule the world, rule the house too. They know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we appreciate every one of you guys that check us out each week. Hopefully everybody's being safe, practicing safe distancing, being healthy, being safe, making sure the family's good, friends, loved ones. Hopefully everything's going okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things going on. Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic is still going on, prevalent right now.
Yeah.
And we just seen this week, too, that there's been two cases of two house cats that contracted it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In New York. So be careful when it comes to even your pets, too. Make sure you check on your pets. Make sure they're doing okay. I know there hasn't been really any evidence that, you know, pests could transmit it back to humans, but mm-hmm. it's obvious that humans can transmit it to animals, because we just seen recently too that there's been a tiger, I forget where that tiger was, that contracted the virus. I think it was in New York too.
I think just all of New York is disinfected.
God, yes, but
don't go there.
Especially, it's just, I mean, there's been some dogs, I think, too, that have been infected with this virus. But
plan your trip for 2024.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. But hopefully, you know, Just make sure you check on your pets. Make sure your pets are okay, especially if you have house cats. Because if you think about that, cats go in and outside. If you got a cat that goes outdoors and comes indoors like ours does, you just never know. I mean, even though there's no evidence of it being transmitted back to humans, we just don't know right now because this novel coronavirus is new.
Yeah,
it's definitely
see ours out with a little white mask.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure your pets ain't got that damn Carol Baskin 19. Goddamn Carol Baskin.
No, and the sad thing, now that on top of it, we have, you know, domestic violence going insane.
Man,
so
I've been talking about that.
So on top of that, now they're bringing protesters. Now protesters, people, just sit down. They're trying to get things together so we can reopen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're trying to make it worse.
Well, you know, and Trump is trying to make it worse by trying to open up the economy a little bit faster than I think is necessary. Of course, I'm not an expert. I'm not an economist.
You know, I mean, I see both aspects. Do it in phases. That's fine. Do it in small phases, slowly,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's still going to continue to rise. Ours rises continuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
We had 33 from yesterday to today.
Yeah.
Just in our little county.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, even if we decide to even open it up,
mm-hmm.
33 is going to turn into 66 a day.
Yeah.
Into 88 a day.
Yeah, I mean, the virus hasn't went anywhere yet.
Now, granted, maybe you can slowly open it up and say, okay, you can open certain stores up from 8 to 5. You know, yes, I'm sorry. You know, not everybody's going to, right now, nobody's getting to do anything. So opening it up to 8 to 5 is not a big deal.
Unless you're going to Lowe's.
Get your stuff done. Go back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are just sitting back bored and stir crazy too. But I mean, while the pandemic is going on,
protesting is not going to make it better.
Yeah,
you're going to spike the numbers.
Yeah, yeah. And Robert Redfield, the director of the CDC, said the second wave is going to be worse than the first. Presumably, mm-hmm. is what they're thinking is going to happen. So I don't know when that time period is going to be.
And nobody knows. Any of that. Nobody
I mean,
knows
it's,
nothing.
It's, all of it is unpredictable. All of it is unpredictable. And just scary. even this week, of course, you know, we have the highest cases here in the United States
mm-hmm.
of how many people are infected. And we also have the most deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've seen a spike, too, of deaths this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in California. I want to say in California, but I ain't able to fact check that right now. But like I'm saying, though,
I don't really keep up with it too much anymore.
Yeah, I really don't either because the news is so damn depressing and sad. But I mean, we still got to be aware of what's going on up to a certain extent.
I'm aware because I listen to my governor at least, you know, a short period of time every day or every other day, you know, to catch up or to at least know.
Yeah.
You know, our city of mayor, I make sure I, you know, check on what he's saying. You know, but it's just, I don't know. The media is just, everything that they throw out is just insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are going to be different narratives going on, especially depending on what news outlet that you get your information from. Everybody is paid to basically have an agenda for certain people.
And then everybody
and for certain power players in the world and certain, like, you know, economic statuses of people and stuff like that. I mean, you just got to do your own research and just, like I've always said, just use your own common sense with a lot of things too.
Common sense is special.
Yeah. it's rare as a cure right now. And I know that's a bad joke to make right now, but I mean, common sense is definitely going to carry you through a lot of this stuff too. It's just using your common sense, making sure you're washing your hands, social distancing. Wear your masks. I know a lot of people were saying that, oh, well, yeah, masks didn't do anything. And I was one of those people, too. But, you know, there's a lot of makeshift ghetto-ass masks out there that motherfuckers know that shit ain't going to do nothing with. And I mean, it's not going to prevent anything. It's not going to do nothing, man. And I see motherfuckers wearing their masks all fucked up, got their mask underneath their nose and shit. I'm like, fam, I think you're missing the point of how this.
I can't breathe.
How you supposed to.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. I think you're missing the point on how you're supposed to wear that mask properly, sir.
I'm good.
No, shit. Walking around looking like, I think it was, who was it, John Candy in Arachnophobia? It was kind of funny because I took my dad to his physical therapy appointment last week since I'm still on quarantine. Yes, my quarantine was extended through my 9-to-5. Through my 9-to-5. And I took my dad to his physical therapy appointment last week. And we ended up going to the store, the grocery store, because he needed some Sprite to go with his liquor. To go with his liquor. And we saw a dude walk into the store with his mask off. He wasn't wearing a mask, right? And dad just started going in. Because I made the observation and we both got to start talking shit about it. I was like, damn. And I was like, yeah, he must be miserable. And yeah, my dad was like, that motherfucker has to be thinking, please kill me now. This bitch ain't been at work. I'm trying to catch this shit. And I was like, why don't he just stab himself and send himself to the fucking hospital then? That's a sure fucking way to get it. Yeah, it's crazy. And here's the funny part. While we was walking into the store, my dad, if you guys are new listeners to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast, we definitely appreciate it. He just had a total knee replacement earlier this year before the coronavirus took over the world. And so getting to his physical therapy appointments and him also being laid off from his occupation right now has been kind of a struggle for him. And so while this pandemic is going on, it's like, damn, man, he's been pissed off talking about, damn, son, I can't move around. I can't do shit right now. And I'm like, Dad, that's the best fucking thing you can do right now because you ain't supposed to be out there moving around and getting yourself, you know, exposed to stuff and contracting that shit. But
you
anyway. It was kind of funny because right before we went to the store to get the Sprite for his liquor, we went to the liquor store, obviously, and, you know, walked in with his cane and they was laughing at him and he was cracking jokes about that shit, too, thinking it was funny because he's walking in with his cane right now. And then neither one of us was thinking about it because we was giggling and talking our shit like we normally do. We get over to the store and we walk into the store and Dad was like, wait a minute, where's my cane? And I got to look and I was like, well, it ain't in the truck. Did you leave it at the fucking liquor store? He said, damn, I sure the fuck did leave it. Well, let's go ahead and finish this anyway.
Oh, goodness.
And now he has a new name for his cane.
What's that?
Wilson! Wilson, oh my God, Wilson! Oh, no! Hell yeah, and I said, now you got to paint that motherfucker white and put some red paint on your hand and just grip it one time. He said, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, left his damn cane in the liquor store. Then we had to go back after we left the store to go get his cane from the damn liquor store. And then we just sat and I heard him just rant and rave and go ballistic in the driveway for like 4 hours. What did I tell you he said? His quote. He said, son, the only thing saving my marriage right now because of this quarantine is I can't run. Oh, that's my dad for you. Shout out to my dad, man. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, do you want to dedicate this episode to any particular people? Any particular occupations? Anything that you've been thinking about?
Let's do...
Got it hot in this motherfucker.
Getting warm, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. That little cheap-ass fucking heater I got 2 years ago be kicking, boy.
It does.
It is a rainy, gloomy day. Mm-hmm. But who would you like to dedicate this episode to, babe?
Let's do the EMTs.
The EMTs?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and break down that. What's been going on with us with Gina's family update? This was last Sunday.
Yeah, this is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call. They decide to go ahead and call the ambulance for Poppy.
Yeah.
So we rush. You were at the store.
Yeah, I was in the middle of the store, and I seen when your dad called, I knew something wasn't right.
All right.
Yeah, and I was like...
Of course. Mm. I never had my phone with me.
When what's funny is all I do is see that phone tattooed to my fucking palm. Right,
which is funny, because I don't always have my phone with me.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. And so, by the time I was like, I had this funny feeling, go see what happened on your phone. I'm like, Jesus. So I go get my phone.
Just that sixth sense kicked in.
Yeah. 3 missed calls from dad. And I'm like, oh, dear. So I call and he's like, we're going to call. I'm like, okay, you're at the store.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the grocery store. I'm out there battling the front lines like I've been saying. Yeah.
So you call.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what do I do?
No, I didn't say, what do I do? I was like, well, does he need me too? I didn't know what was going on if we needed to kind of.
You did say, well, what do I do? I did.
No, you like, know what?
Well,
the,
just come help.
No, what the question was, what do I do when it came in regards to there was no steaks in the meat aisle? And I was standing by the whole chickens. And I was like, well, what do I do? And then you just come home. And I was like, well, all right, I'm going to grab the chicken and I'll be on my way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's in the hospital right now this week, which sucks because we can't do anything about it. We can't go visit him. We can't go see him.
No, we can't do anything.
No.
So we get up. I mean, we do. We get updated every day. They do call several times a day, which is nice.
That is nice.
But he'll go into
surgery the later, you know, basically during as of recording time, he'll be in surgery tomorrow.
He'll have a bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a bypass.
No. He's get a pacemaker.
Yes, a pacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have that done tomorrow. So next week you'll have that update.
Yeah.
So
that's a great dedication, though, to this episode, so, you know, shouting out the EMT workers
and
medical staff.
They came in and they, you know, and the fire department, of course, they're always there.
Yeah, paramedics.
They come in and then.
And they know your uncle.
Yeah, and stuff my like that. Fire.
Your uncle's a fire chief here in Sedgwick County.
Because as soon as my aunt called, my uncle called.
Yeah.
Station that would be coming to.
Oh, if you listen back to season 3, people know who your aunt is. Your Aunt Debbie that be filling up on me on holidays.
So, right.
No.
But. So, so as soon as, you know, she calls, he turns around and he calls that station, and then that station comes right away.
Yeah, he got
before
that.
Before that call comes in.
He got that seniority and that hookup, like, hey, yo. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Go over there and check on my dad real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So the EMT comes when they finally get dispatched. The EMT comes, and they were like, "Well, why does he need to come?" And the fire department, they're like, "Well, because we said so." And usually that's not how it really works.
No, it's not. In a perfect world, it does.
Because the EMT says, you know, they make the decision, and the fire department is like, nope, he goes.
Yeah. Like, why you call us? You wasting my motherfucking time, motherfucker.
So, yeah, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So he ended up going, and, you know, he had, several different things going on. He had his Depco levels were really, really high.
His blood pressure was low.
His blood pressure was bouncing everywhere and all. But that's because they needed to put his heart.
But at its lowest, what was it?
His lowest would go really low, like 60 over 40.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then it would, you know, go back. I mean, he has really low blood pressure anyways. It's like 90 over, you know, 60. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really low.
Yeah, that's his normal. Kind of like yours. Yours is kind of lower than the average, really too. Yeah.
And
you also one of those weirdos that has that 96 point whatever.
Yeah, my temperature's really low, too.
Your temperature's, your normal 98.6 is actually a 96 point. A lot of people have that. I don't know what is it? You've told me not to forget, and I'm still forgetting. Man, you are doomed when we get old.
I don't know. Well, see, what the whole temperature thing is they set that temperature at 98.6 back in the 50s. I think around the
50s. Somewhere around that time.
And so by
during the medical advancement, especially after World War II.
Well, it's not that. It's by then, I mean, as the climate changes, as the world changes, you know, everything systematically changes. So does, I mean, the bodies don't stay the same. They're also changing as well.
Right.
And so that temperature's not going to be that 98.6 in everybody.
In everybody, right.
So
just like the BMI, charts and stuff like that. Like everybody's genetics is different and anatomy is different.
Right. So it's going to change. So I think later on, I mean, nowadays it fluctuates between the 96 to the 98. So that's why I'm always so cold.
It's just me.
I'm always like freezing. Yeah. Like my skin's freezing. Everything's just
yeah, you stay cold all year round.
Yeah.
But it's just all mean, median, mode, and range, you know, of different, you know, categories of how they, you know, especially the medical field, how they subcategorize stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that's what a lot of it is, too. But we just hope that he's going to be okay, and we hope the surgery goes well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely on our conscience, too. And making sure your grandma, I think your grandma's probably having a good old time right now. She tired of him keeping her awake at night while he's talking.
She's battling a UTI as well now, too. Yeah. So she had to go into the doctor and whatnot.
Yeah. But fortunately, you know, they don't have the virus. Thank goodness. That's one thing I am worried about with Poppy being in the hospital, though.
Well, they, and Nana said that they're keeping him very isolated and away from.
Away from.
He's pretty much away from everybody and by himself. So.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty good. He's not getting up or going anywhere, so he's staying right there.
Yeah. And you did crack the joke saying he's probably enjoying the fuck out of that right now.
Right, because he doesn't have to get up.
Yeah. He getting waited on hand and foot, too.
The last month, all he wanted to do was sleep anyways. You know, his heart didn't want to tick no more. It was...
Yeah, his heart's giving out. Yeah.
Pumping.
Yeah, not giving out, but just old. I mean,
so he's not getting that energy. So right. He has to sleep.
Yeah.
That's why he's been so exhausted.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, that's just part of it. When you're blessed to be alive that long, you know, in your late 80s, about to hit 90.
Yeah, you know, hit 90 next year.
Yeah.
Then, and Papa.
Oh, boy.
Man, that man.
Here we go with Papa, the one that's incarcerated.
Yeah. He even said yesterday, he was like, Gina, I hate answering these phone calls. Because every time it's something else.
He's left like 18 voicemails in like the span of 30 minutes, it seemed like.
That's what it feels like, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's Gina. I think I've come to the conclusion. when I get out of here, I'm going to be able to help you. So can I be able to help you at the farm?
Negative, like, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. just saying.
Where are you going to stay when you get out of there? Uh-huh. I'm confused.
Yeah, and you know where he think he going to stay. It ain't going to be here.
It's like, oh, I didn't think of that. Well, maybe they'll let me just stay here off and on. Papa, have you thought this through?
Nope.
Because you got me really confused.
So yeah, he always scheming. He stays scheming.
He's like, well, hold on. I said, no. I said, why don't you think about this a little bit more and then come back to me with something clear-headed.
Fast forward. What did he do?
He hasn't come back to me.
And that's what I'm saying. He's always scheming his way out.
Well, I like everybody here. I said, okay.
He did not that long ago. He hated the world just 48 hours ago. But, you know, I mean, you have to think about it, too, especially him being on those meds and stuff like that, too. I mean, you know, it's bouncing his bipolarness back and forth like a pendulum out of control.
Through the roof.
Yeah, out of control.
That's why it drives me nuts trying to answer those phone calls, because it's just always something.
Well, it's going to continue to always be something, too, with him.
He was like, well, he wanted me to bring him food. I was like, okay, snacks.
Some more snacks. More damn snacks.
But the snacks turned into, bring me a drill.
All the typical shit he asked for. You can just
put it in the bag and it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. They'll let me have it. No.
Yeah, right. So you can go ahead and use it on somebody else.
So then I ignore him. So he has a lady call me.
Mm-hmm.
Says he would like some insures. Oh, no, he doesn't. He wants a drill.
Yeah. Why are you blowing his cover? Damn, you snitching. Why are you snitching on your grandpa, man? Why are you doing that?
These people fall for it, and I got to be like, oh, you little fucker.
Yeah, because they know it's manipulative ass.
They have to hurry around. Janae, come on, yeah. Janae, please. Can you take him some fucking snacks?
Yeah.
Fucker.
And go ahead and keister that drill. And all the drill bits. And the nail gun and everything else you want.
That might be a funny idea. Send him a drill bit at a time. Send him a screw.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're not able to go in and out to go see him either and take care of those things either because of the virus, because somebody contracted it in there.
Right. So they all got it.
Yeah, you know
all got it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to treat it like that. You got to be careful. Yeah, be extreme about it. Fuck it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying walk around the streets with an apron on and oven mitts and some damn scuba gear and shit. I'm not saying do that or be Bubble Boy or none of that shit. But, you know, just be cautious, you know, use some common sense and just be careful.
That common sense, I'm telling you, it's good to have.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Try to find it.
Yeah, good luck. Because I be losing mine every day during this quarantine. Like, where my common sense go? Oh, there it is. I found it. Right. One thing I do want to do, too, I want to dedicate this episode to. I know, speaking of which, go ahead and just bring it back around real quick. We hope everybody did enjoy that. How well don't you know your partner? If you haven't checked that out, it is available on YouTube. Definitely play with your partner, your significant other. Have fun with that and see who really knows what's going down in the crib.
Right.
Who's really got the crib on lock. You only beat me by 1 point anyway because you cheated, but whatever.
Yeah, that's just because we're good.
See how women are cunning and sneaky?
No, we ain't.
And part of the reason why we were out last week and we wanted you guys to have fun and have a break too, you know, cause all of us are dealing with this pandemic right now. We just, I wanted to take some time out personally myself. I want to dedicate this episode to a special goofy motherfucker that bailed me out of some jams and some situations at times, and I bailed him out of jams and situations at times. A lot of funny, drunken fucking stories with this crazy bastard. I want to dedicate this episode to a good friend, rest in heaven, Mark Kilo, man. Yeah. Mark Kilo was my boy. And a lot of our listeners, especially locally, know exactly who I'm talking about. I want to send a special rest in peace to him. Definitely condolences to his immediate family. His mother is still alive and battling with dementia, and she had a hard time. It was good to see her and give her a hug. During this pandemic, it was tough because we weren't able to actually go to an actual funeral service. You know, wasn't able to actually be there for his burial or anything like that. It was just a quick viewing and social distancing, and, you know, ushers are in there keeping count of how many people's coming in and out. Yeah, it was pretty tough. You know, me and my dad went to go pay our respects to Mark Kilo. So, Mark, this is for you, man. I miss you. I'm definitely going to miss you. Your laugh was contagious as hell.
It was, wasn't it?
He loved the fuck out of you. He was his smoke buddy.
This is my girl. Yeah.
He sure would every time. Gina was his girl. Yeah. But yeah, man, rest in peace to Mark Kilo, man. Gonna miss you. We gonna love you, man. And we're gonna always continue to love you. Your legacy's gonna live on for a long time because you affected a lot of people.
You did.
Even though your goofy ass has more DUIs than I can count.
Still bought a new truck.
Oh, man. Motherfucker, man. Oh, rest in peace, Mark. Rest in peace. All right, babe, to go ahead and switch gears. While we're in the middle of this quarantine, so to speak, how do you feel like couples right now are better able to cope with this quarantine going on right now? Because you did allude to the fact earlier in this episode that, of course, domestic violence has been going up and domestic abuse and stuff like that. Well, yeah, I mean, they're coping, but in the most negative, most bullshit way possible. You know, fry in hell for that shit, but
I hope couples are actually, you know, getting to open up, getting to learn their person they chose.
Like, hey, damn, I ain't seen you in like 6 years. How you doing? Yeah, I mean, that's true though. Go ahead, keep going.
You know,
seriously.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, I like I said before, it's, you know, it's a beautiful time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it's, you know, economy wise, I get it, but yeah. You know, it's a time to sit and reflect and to rejoice and to learn and to see what, you know.
And another key word,
prosper.
Yeah, and another key word that I feel like should be interjected into what you're saying too is appreciation.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you do have. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you can't take none of this shit with you.
No. That's why I burned some toilet paper yesterday.
We'll get into that later. This is Lowe's housework after somebody says, all y'all don't go together as a family and pick up a hammer. Just one of you go.
He needed my help.
And next thing I know, my back was hurting and my dinkle was struggling. Like, what the fuck is going on around this bitch, man?
We'll get into
Damn it, man. Told y'all my testosterone was getting tested. Told y'all. No, man. What?
Okay. No. Okay.
But appreciation too, just to sit back. And this is a good time to, I mean, everybody's been stuck on the hustle and bustle of just life, period. And never has this happened in any of our lifetimes where it's pretty much a complete reset button. Mm-hmm. That's being hit right now. It's like, or hitting the pause button. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a huge, huge time and a most monumental time for all of our lifetime. All of our lifetimes right now to just sit back and, like I've been reiterating myself too with you in conversations in private, is reflecting and reevaluating and, you know, just reassessing everything. Mm-hmm. I'd call it self inventory.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do that when everything is hustle bustle.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy just to get up, go to work, come home, eat, go to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy routine, to get just into the same. I mean, what, a routine.
Yeah, especially in our capitalistic country that we live in. Mm-hmm. Period. I mean, capitalism is capitalism. You get up, you eat, sleep,
and work.
That's
and
it.
So this time makes it an amazing time for you to just sit and reflect and just to learn yourself, learn the person that you fell in love with,
because
mm-hmm. you picked them.
Damn, somebody sounded a little bit resentful right now. Should I be worried?
No,
I'm just kidding. But yeah, but you're right.
But and do things together
mm-hmm.
because you're stuck together, so you might as well do things together.
Okay, talk your shit, queen. And let me reiterate a point on that aspect of it too. Nothing wrong with having your own space too, right? Homie. For real. You ain't got to be all up under each other all day long.
We don't. Mm-mm. We do our own things.
She's still coming to ask me every 15 minutes, what you doing?
I yet what? No? Okay, bye.
But yes, this is a very important time to, I mean, I know it's a tragedy that we're dealing with. It is definitely going to be forever marked in history. What we're dealing with as far as this pandemic is concerned.
But make the outcome beautiful.
Yeah, it's all about your perspective.
Yeah.
It's all about your perspective, too.
So what have you been doing?
What do you mean?
To change that or to see differently or what are you doing?
It's kind of what I've just got done talking about just a little bit ago with self, you know, inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Call it self-inventory. Also, one of the biggest problems that I've always had since a child is opening up
mm-hmm.
and talking about my actual emotions. Not opening up, because I open up about a lot of stuff, but when it comes to some of my personal emotions and feelings and things that I've been sitting back and been talking mm-hmm. to you about that I haven't had a chance to just really sit back and just really just focus on
mm-hmm.
and really reflect on, because I've purposely been sitting back and taking this time too as a man to just kind of, you know what, let's do a little bit more digging into some of the things that I haven't addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I know still affect me, maybe not directly, but indirectly or in a subconscious way.
Right.
And one of the biggest ways of me being able to do the best I can with that is being able to open up to somebody that I could trust,
mm-hmm.
such as you, of course.
Right.
And yeah, sometimes those emotions that pour out of me here lately when it comes to some of the issues that I've been talking about and stuff, it's heavy
mm-hmm.
because I've been carrying it around for so many fucking years
right.
that it's going to be heavy and weigh on me. Because I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, nobody's perfect.
Nobody
everybody's got skeletons in the closet. And you know, I've just been sitting back and doing a lot of just self-reflecting and keeping myself motivated mentally more than anything. Now, as far as, you know, being quarantined and being at home, stuff like that, I'm used to that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the hustle and bustle life. And then, and, you know, because I'm used to working mm-hmm. so freaking much and working so hard that when I come home, and one part of me that I've been talking to you about, too, when I come home, I'm too tired to even give a fuck about doing really anything else.
Right.
And that part I wanted to start doing better at, too, and changing. You know, because it is hard, though. Because when you work hard and the older we get, it is tough. It's tough to deal with. And you still got to maintain a certain routine and stuff like that. Of course, when it comes to taking care of your family and taking care of your kids and taking care of bills and financially, and all that shit is important. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to self-inventory, you know, from my perspective and how I've been coping with this and everything, it's just really taking this time to just give myself the opportunity to also just even grieve. Like, we buried your nephew just a few months ago. It seems mm-hmm. like it was just, you know, it seems like it was longer, but it wasn't. It was mm-hmm. just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I just buried my grandmother a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working so much, I still even haven't had the time to even get past that grieving process. And I finally did,
mm-hmm.
you know, with this time, you know, unfortunately, you know, with this time off. And it's unfortunate for all of us. It's definitely unfortunate for all of us, especially a lot of us that have been dealing with these unemployment websites and, you know, all this crap that we all are. We're all in the same fucking boat, and it's right. called the planet Earth. We're all in the same boat in the grand scheme of things when it comes to the universe and the cosmos. But
the thing about it is you get to pick and choose mm-hmm. what you fill yourself with.
Yeah.
I mean, and you get to pick and choose and how you get to put that stuff out there mm-hmm. and what you bring in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to keep bringing negative in or, you know, all these...
Or holding on to a lot of negative stuff that may have happened in your past.
Or anything like that.
Right.
It's going to affect how things are going to
play out. How your future and how your present is even being, you know, going along, you know, your timeline.
Right.
And our shortened timeline.
So, on good notes, though, what have you been delving into and learning and having a good time with?
Not a damn thing. I'm just joking. Right. Y'all should have seen her face. I'm just playing, baby. She about ready to punch me, too. She got sad. She's about to push that mic out the way and hit me with the mic stand. I have been enjoying so much of just... During this quarantine, I've been enjoying so much the fact that I can obsess about my family more mm-hmm. When it comes to you guys and the kids and, you know, not just having like I call it, you know, I compared it to like Snapchat. Once you take a picture mm-hmm. or take a video, you only get to see it once, maybe twice, and that's it. And then you never see it again. Well, you're in the hustle and bustle of life and working your ass off all the time. And, you know, especially if you're the man and the woman of the household, when you're the mother and the father of the household, everything is like that to me, though, mm-hmm. you know, it without worried about without even using social media. It's just snapshots of, OK, I got to keep this in mind. I got to stay ahead of this and keep this in mind. And, then, you know, it's always just going in and out, in and out, in and out. And I can't stand that either. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Our brains are just not capable of retaining that much information unless you have a photographic memory or something like that.
I have no memory now.
And she will still vehemently argue with me about that, too, because she'll swear that I told you this. I told you that. No, the fuck you didn't, woman. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Okay, fine. You did. I'll take that L. Fuck it. Fuck it. But also what I've been enjoying, too, which is what she's getting at, because right. I'm still keeping her on a cliffhanger just because I could do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do whatever.
As I've been enjoying the fact that I've been delving more into your world, too, mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, agriculture.
And the plants. My plants.
Botany. Mm-hmm. Apothecary. Herbalism. Mm-hmm. And, man, I always look forward to this time of year anyway, besides it being tornado season.
Right.
I'm like, man, I'm off the whole month of May, too. Oh, shit, during peak tornado season and Tornado mm-hmm. Alley. Oh, man. She thinks shit is still sweet right now. I'm kidding. But, yo, I've been enjoying the fact that I've been able to just sit back and really learn little by little more about our plants. Mm-hmm. We've been hitting nurseries, and we did some more improvements on the greenhouse. The greenhouse is actually finally complete. It took a whole year. It took a whole fucking year. We put up extra fencing, and we got a lot of plants, and speaking of someone talking about staying home and shitting on people going to Lowe's, we went and got 20 bags of dirt from Lowe's.
We did. We had to get it going. Uh-huh. We didn't have a choice.
No. And plus, I've been horrible. Just taking advantage of the fact of just being outdoors, too. You know, of course, we're not around other people like that. Just being out in the yard, being out in your yard. If you're fortunate enough to have a yard, mm-hmm. get out in that fucking yard, man. Get out there. Get some of that vitamin D. Get some of that sun, man. Get out there and get dirty, man. Get in there. Man, it's enjoyable, especially if you're a motherfucker like me that, you know, when you're in your regular 9-to-5 work life, you don't see outside. It's like you're in a fucking prison. And I'm not comparing, you know, being incarcerated to having a job. Don't get it twisted. I ain't that ignorant. But it does feel like, I mean, it inhibits you. Mm-hmm. It definitely inhibits you in a lot of ways. And one of the things I've been guilty of, too, you know, when I would come home from working so much and whatever, I want to sit outside. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to be, I haven't been outside. I just want to sit outside. I sit outside. Mm-hmm. But I've been enjoying the fuck out of our garden this year. And man, it's going to be amazing too. Because mm-hmm. I'm in the crib too. I'm in the mix too. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's exciting.
We're going to have tomatoes bigger than my nut sacks.
Oh, yes. They better be.
Wait a minute. You take that how you want.
Right.
Tomatoes and cucumbers. But yeah, go ahead and break down too, babe, some of the stuff that we planted that we have going on right now.
I got lots of tomatoes.
We got a lot of different tomatoes, man. That's going to be dope.
A lot of different ones. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun.
Fuck the grocery store and Becky right. licking her fucking fingers to open up the bag to put her asparagus right. in it. Yeah, I didn't forget.
Let's see. We got peppers. We got, I just did jalapeno and the yellow banana.
Yeah.
Let's do a little sweet and hot.
Sounds kinky.
We'll work with it.
Wait a minute.
Well, I figured that would be a good mix with the tomatoes for salsa. That's why I did that.
Yeah. We also planted broccoli. We got some kale.
Got some broccoli.
Couple types of radishes this year.
We're trying to do, we got okra.
Yep. It's a Brussels sprout.
Brussels sprout.
That's my shit.
And then,
and we got some power greens growing in our, in Gina's Herbal Cave.
Really cool power greens. And some,
microgreens actually is what they're called.
Micro sunflowers or something like that.
Yeah, we got the sunflower micro. Yeah,
those are pretty cool too.
Microgreens.
Really
I love cool. eating salads. Yeah. If you guys watched the episode last week of How Well Don't You Know Your Partner.
Salads.
Yeah, salad is still, I mean, it is one of my favorites, but cheeseburgers was still number one. But I do love vegetables.
Yep, he does love vegetables.
I love the fuck out of vegetables, man.
Got a lot of herbs going.
Yeah, man. Break down the herbs real quick.
Got rosemary. Couple different lavenders.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Got some self-heal.
Yeah.
Mullein.
Yeah, so you got like three mullins growing right now.
Yeah.
Listen to me sounding like I'm interested as a man in a situation. So no, I'm kidding. Oh, it's cute. Oh, that. Oh, wait a minute. Let me keep sounding interested then.
The honeysuckle bush is.
Man, that motherfucker is a titan, man.
Oh, she is so cute.
That motherfucker is a titan. It lived through all winter and everything.
It's supposed to. Yeah.
No, but the way it's looking.
Oh, it is.
Like,
so
yo,
pretty.
That plant is crazy right now.
It is pretty, pretty, pretty. I can't wait till I see it bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait, can't wait. Let's see.
We got those peas growing too.
Got some holy basil.
Mm hmm. And man, if people are interested,
purslane.
Yeah, got purslane. If people are interested in gardening on your own, man, this is a time to do that too.
Yeah,
you know, learn how to grow some of your own food, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't gotta have much space at all.
Mm-mm.
Ain't gotta have much space. You can do it in the crib. We got shit growing in the crib.
Yep. That's where we started it all.
Yeah,
We only have a 5x10 box.
Yep.
The rest of them are in containers.
Yeah, and we put up the extra fencing around the greenhouse.
Right, so the dogs will stop bugging me.
Yeah. But yeah, you can just grow them in pots in your house, man. You know, really do that, Tom, too. Because I hear a lot of people say that. Mm-hmm. I would like to learn how to, you know, especially like even at work and stuff like that. Like, man, I like to just be able to have the time to sit back and kind of learn that stuff and grow my own food and my vegetables. And I'm like, man, you could do it.
Yeah.
You can definitely do it.
The strawberry, the mint, and
especially right now when we don't know the future of the future of the world right now.
No, we don't.
You know, especially the rest of this year.
So I'm glad I started this journey.
Yeah, it's been going on 5 years now. Yeah. Trial and error is a lot of fucking tears and mad and happiness.
No.
And, you've had your moments, babe.
From the very beginning.
Babe, you've had your moments. My little vanilla honeysuckle.
I don't know. When I went on this venture, for some reason, and it stuck out at me, and I don't know where I got it from. I probably read it on somebody's how-to garden. And it said, no matter what happens, just laugh.
Welcome to life.
Right?
I am your host, Mother Nature.
And it stated, nothing will go your way.
No.
That's I'm like, life. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I have had a brown thumb my entire life. I will get a plant I will kill it.
I mean, that is just, that's just.
And a, that is not, and that
that's
is
just a
true.
Mentality that you go into it with, though. But you just didn't have the information and you didn't know because you haven't had this kind of time to
right.
I mean, this is your passion. So it's different
so,
now.
I've learned. I'm still killing plants.
Everybody does.
I do. But then the ones that I haven't killed yet.
I smoke them.
Like, amazing. I'm like.
I'm kidding.
Like, I got the greenhouse. And no shitting. I like, okay, I'm supposed to put all my plants in there for winter. What did I do? I totally fried them.
Oh, see? Told you there's been some tears, some mad, some happy, some sad.
No, I wasn't upset. Okay, well, don't do that shit again, you idiot.
Trial and error. But that's part of the journey.
Exactly.
That's part of the journey and part of you obtaining that knowledge and that information. Like, yo, I can't do
now
this.
I
can't do that.
I mean, can't do that.
I could do this, but I can't do the rest of that. Nope. Can't do that.
So, yeah, I learned what not to do very first summer or winter. So I never went in that.
First winter in the greenhouse.
Never went
even though the door
the
wasn't
there.
Completed and they still got fried.
Never went back in there. I was like, fuck you.
Because she was mad. See? It's okay to admit it, honey.
So, yeah.
But I've been enjoying that, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying this time to just really sit back and really get into that, too. I really have been. Because it's been really fucking cool, especially when your days aren't going by like a fucking social media.
Right.
Like a Snapchat or any type of social media when you wake up every day, you in the house every day, and you get to actually see, you know, how humbling it is to see, you know, how your vegetation is growing and how your plants are growing or how your flowers or any of those things are growing. And it kind of makes you take for granted. It makes you actually reflect back on how you can even take for granted how much your family changes every freaking day.
Right.
How much your kids change every freaking day. Of course, we're aware of that.
Right.
So if you're parents right now with young children at home, man, really, really, really take advantage of this time too.
Yeah.
Because it all correlates to the same message of even just sitting back and, you know, just looking at it like, damn, man, you know, how often do we hear our parents or us as parents, man, they grew up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
How often do we do that? All the time.
You know, that's why we've hit the reset button.
Yeah.
So enjoy this.
The world hit the reset button.
If you ever thought, I wish it would just slow down, yeah, here's your slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and you know,
it,
and I know a lot of listeners right now too are not in that position. They're still essential workers, and they're still out there doing what they got to do for the rest of us to even have this opportunity. So a big shout out to you
and
guys
you will
too.
Be blessed.
Yeah, a big, big, big shout out to you guys too. And I'm not talking about just medical professionals. I'm talking about retail workers. I'm talking about, you know, anybody that's out there that still has to work every fucking day and deal with ignorant people and, you know, in the midst of this pandemic and you wondering, yo, am I going to take this home to my family?
Yeah.
Or am I going to contract this myself? Am I going to spread this to somebody else? Yo, you guys are the real heroes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not coming from the perspective of a capitalistic mentality on shit either. Mm-hmm. Not doing that at all. You keep looking at a watch that doesn't exist.
No.
What's going on over there?
I guess I got a hair that's tickling me on my arm. Because
no. Well, Ghost is stretched out next to you.
Every second it like tickle, tickle. And I'm like, what in the hell? Yeah.
It's okay, honey.
Like, did you have a flea jump on me?
You better not have no damn fleas.
Right? That's how I'm like, look.
You better not have that COVID either, man.
Dude.
Well, baby, we can go ahead and start to close this episode on out. Is there anything else you want to go ahead and tell everybody before we get out of here? Like we always tell you guys, we appreciate you guys checking in and tuning in with us each and every week.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate it. If you do want to have some laughs and break the monotony, definitely check out season 4, episode 11, How well don't you know your partner? I know the audio is available for you to listen to, but if you want to actually watch that episode, you want to go on YouTube. Video. You want to go on YouTube. And the link is also in our bio on interracial_odd_couple_podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I can go ahead and put up the link, too, on Twitter, too, this week, too, along with this episode, if they want to go back and check out that episode and have fun with their
that
significant others.
That would be nice of you.
Yeah, I'll do that,
so
too.
So kind.
All right, baby, you want to tell everybody anything before we get out of here?
No.
Even though we're not literally getting out of anywhere, we're at home quarantined.
Right.
On this gloomy, rainy day as of recording time.
No, just stay safe.
Yeah.
Meditate.
What would you tell women right now in their homes with families and stuff like that with what's going on right now? What would you tell women right now?
Go in the bathroom and breathe. Go smoke a bowl.
Go in the bathroom and breathe and go smoke a bowl?
Yeah.
And stay what?
High and right.
Damn it, man.
All day.
So go in the bathroom and smoke a bowl. That's your parting message?
Hey, I was a mom once, too.
Hey, you still are. That ain't going to ever change.
I know, but they ain't around.
Yeah, if I can also I encourage men to, you know, do what I'm doing and do it better than me, because I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But, you know, being the man of the household, take this time to really do some self-inventory, reflect on things, take seriously the improvements that you need to make as a man each and every day to make sure your family is secure, safe, healthy, and happy. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure you do that whatever way possible. Instead of going to the bathroom and getting high, if you're a man, you may have to. I don't know. But, you know, men, you know, and male testosterone, male aggression and stuff like that, man, get out the house. Get out in the yard. You know, if you got a bag, you know, throw a bag up. Throw some roundhouses. Throw some sidekicks. Throw some punches on a bag, you know. Get that aggression out of you. Of course, sex is important, too, during this quarantine.
I didn't say that. I said go pick up some sticks.
No, but I'm saying, but sex is important during this quarantine, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, get out the house, though, especially men, too. Get the fuck out the house, man. All that pent-up aggression that we're used to walking around with and all that bullshit, get out the house, too, man. Get some of that out your system. You know, don't turn it into something that you will fucking regret.
Go on a walk.
Yeah. Don't turn it into something that you'll regret. So just make sure your family's healthy, safe, happy. Financially, there's not a lot any of us could fucking do right now.
So don't worry about it.
On what's most important. Mm-hmm. Is your family, yourself, your loved ones, your immediate loved ones, your friends. That's what's important right now. Check up on them. Call them once a week. Shoot a text. Shoot a DM, whatever. Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, sis, what's going on? Do what you got to do to make sure everybody's okay around you. And if you have suffered some losses during this quarantine, during this pandemic right now, we sincerely know how that feels and we understand. And just do what you can to still maintain, go about your business, and change your perspective on things and just, you know, go about doing what you got to do to make sure everything is going to be okay for yourself, your family. Just do the best you can with that. None of us are perfect at it. Some days are going to be easier than others. I mean, Lord willing, nothing worse is going to happen with this pandemic, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So don't be swayed by the news. Don't be swayed by the media and all this other stuff. Look at shit factually for what it is. Right?
Right.
Use your own intuition and be the president of your own fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Bars for your ass.
All day.
Be your own president over your own situation. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he sounds stupid or not. All right, babe, let's go ahead and get out of here. Thank you guys for listening this week. We will definitely be back next week. And we shall talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.